Hey, welcome to MJ's Epiphanies, all of the aha moments that happened in the mind of Coach Myra J. Stepter. Here we'll be discussing mindset matters, mental health, spirituality, accountability, and all things that make us smile. Stay tuned for the next episode. Hey, you guys. Hey. Thanks so much for being a part of MJ's Epiphanies for this week. Listen, I am coming to you excited about the week. It's been kind of a rough week for many of those of you that are catching this during the week of the initial broadcast. This week, we got some very awful news, terrible news, amazingly heart-wrenching news. On Sunday of this week, Kobe Bryant, his daughter, Gigi, and seven other people lost their lives in a helicopter crash. And while everyone's been reeling about the loss and people have been wondering why and speculating, people have also gone through the grief cycle of remembrance. People have been going through having conversations about what this legendary person, what this icon, what this person has meant to them, not just in the realm of basketball, but in other areas of his life that they were able to connect to. And even people being able to see things that were not necessarily evident in the past. Maybe they knew him only as a basketball player and have been able to see another side of him, right? And so that got me to thinking about legacy and about the legacy that we leave and how to create a legacy that we can smile about. Whether you are an entrepreneur or multi-passionate or just a person that happens to be listening to this podcast and you're wondering what the heck are MJ's epiphanies. These are, you know, like I've said before, these are just things, these aha moments that I have, which I regularly have a lot of them, that sometimes I kind of go through and think about and need to get out into the world, because for years I've just kind of sat and thought about things and ruminated about things and hadn't put them out there. And then when I do have conversations with other people, they're like, yeah, I think about that too. So I was like, you know what? There are others like me out here that are having these conversations, and they need to know that they're not the only ones. But like I said, I really was having thoughts and conversations about legacies and leaving legacies, and what do people say about you? And let's just get into it. So Kobe Bean Bryant, we know his name. And, you know, back in the day, I remember when he first came out, everyone's like, oh my goodness, you know, he's got a funny name, blah, blah, blah. And then we got to respect that name. Whether you liked him or loved him, you respected his game of basketball, right? You respected what he did on the court, even if you didn't like him. Even if you were like, he's arrogant, he's this, he's that, you know, you respected what he was able to do in the game of basketball. But some people only knew a few little snippet things about his life. And so being that he was known for a lot of things, you know, some things great, some things not so great, honestly. And I want you to think about that in regards to your own life. The legacy that you create, some of the things that people are going to be able to say about you are going to be magnificent, wonderful, great. Other things not so great. Let's just look at his life. He was a legend in basketball, a legend in sports. We watched him grow up on the court from 18 to what, almost 40, like 39 or something like that when he retired. But on the flip side, a lot of people didn't like him because they were like, oh my God, he's so arrogant. Oh my God, he thinks he's better than the world. And some people didn't like that. We also knew him to be a loving husband. We knew that he loved his wife, Vanessa. But on the converse, we knew him to be a cheater. Let's just stick to it and be honest, right? And so people have been so upset because folks have been pointing that out. We knew him to be a role model. we knew that people on the court and off the court looked up to him, right? But then on the converse, people are pointing out, yeah, but he was accused of rape. He was also acquitted of that, but he was accused of it, right? And so let's keep going. He was known as a great dad. He was known as an investor. He was known as a visionary. He was known as an excellent businessman. He was known as a multilingualist, right? So you see that side of his legacy. He specifically was curating a legacy not to combat the bad things, but to confirm and magnify the good things. Are you leaving a legacy that confirms and magnifies the good things about you? Because let me tell you this, there are going to be things that people say about you, and they may or may not be true, but they may be very bad. And let me say this. You can't change the fact that someone wants to point out negative aspects of who you are. You can't change the fact that someone wants to point out the bad things that you've done or the mistakes that you've made or the trip-ups and slip-ups that have happened. But what you can do is curate the good things that you represent in a way that magnifies and elevates and points out and confirms that you've got this other goodness in you. So let me ask you this. How often do you think about your legacy? How often do you sit back and say, what is it that when it's all said and done, the world can say about me? What will people say when you're no longer here? What will be on your obituary? Will it be the truth or will it be a lie? You know, I used to laugh all the time in the church world when folks would say things like, yeah, that eulogy wasn't the truth. You know, the person that was eulogizing somebody had to come up with lies to tell because they were mean and surly or they weren't a good person. Do you think about what things will people say about you when you're no longer here? Will your dash mean anything? That's all legacy is what happens between your birth date and your death date. What did you do during that time to make your time count? One lesson that I've learned this week is that if your mind is set to make an impact for your life and your legacy can shake the world. So if your mind is set to make that impact, to impact the world, to say, I'm going to live in my purpose, I'm going to do the very thing that I came here to do, and I'm going to do it at such a high level that everybody's going to take notice, that I'm going to be able to impact the world. And that's literally when we look at the Kobe Bryants of the world, when we look at other people that have done great things, Zig Ziglars and all these other people, it's not that these people have not had any bad things or not that they've never done any, made any mistakes. It's not that there were no hiccups along the way of whoever it is that you look at and think that they're a great person or they've impacted you in a positive way. It's not that that person has never had any mistakes or any blips or any humanity. It's just that there were some things that they were able to put out into the world that confirmed and magnified. That confirmed and magnified the beauty that was in them. And that's the thing that I want you to pay attention to. So, listen, we're going to take a short little break here to jump in with our sponsors. And when we return from this brief message from the sponsors, let's talk about a few ways you can be like Kobe or any of the others that have chosen to have a legacy building mindset. Because I want you to be able to get out there and create a legacy that you can smile about. Not, you know, this is the thing. We're not waiting for what's going to happen in the hereafter. We're looking at now. How is it that you're going to be able to live your life and shine in your purpose now so that when you are gone, you're able to leave that legacy. But while you're here, you're able to smile. And we're back. We're talking about creating a legacy that you can smile about, right? We're creating legacies that we can smile about, not just after we're not here anymore, because guess what? You can't smile then, but creating the legacy now so that, let me tell you this. One of the things that I notice about people that are truly living in their purpose, that are truly doing what they've been called to do and what they came here to do, even though it's hard work, even though they're putting in all the hours and the blood, sweat, and the tears and the late nights, they're energized. They're excited. They're moving forward. And it's making them happy. It's making them feel good. It's making them excited about what they've got going on, to the point that the sleepless nights, the hard work, the frustration, the people talking bad about them don't affect them as much. I'm never going to say it never affects them, but it doesn't affect them to the point of stopping, because doing the thing is what brings about the excitement, the passion, the energy, the need to keep going, right? And so we've been talking about this week, reflecting on a little bit of the life and the legacy of Kobe Bryant, and how literally there are people that are sharing stories about things that he did or said that made them want to keep going, things that he did or said that made them see him differently than just a basketball player, things that he did or said that, you know, there's a whole hashtag right now of girl dad that is making dads excited to just showcase their girls and showcase, you know, the fact that they're a girl dad and loving it, right? And the thing, you know, the thing that I've been excited about is there were so many different levels to the legacy that has been left by Kobe Bryant. Forget all of the basketball stuff. You look at the business stuff. You look at the businesses that he has invested in as a startup. You look at the fact that he believed in sports so much that he was able to invest in programs, catch this, that his daughters are a part of. One daughter is a volleyball, you know, phenom, and so she there's a whole Mamba volleyball. And then the other daughter was basketball phenom, so there's the Mamba basketball. You know, so the thing that a lot of people are seeing is that, you know, he literally was putting his money where his heart was. Do you catch that? But he was also putting his time there as well. So when Gigi, you know, unfortunately now gone from us, when she was like, "Hey, I want to play b-ball," he's coaching the team. You know, so I'm saying all this not because I'm edifying Kobe, but I'm trying to let you see that your legacy can be multifaceted. The big thing is wherever your heart is, wherever you decide that you want to shine and show up, wherever it feels like you're being called to shine and show up, then go there and do it. And have that mentality that I'm going to push and go as much as I need to make this be a thing, right? So listen. Now I said when we came back, we were going to be talking about a few ways that you could be like that. The few ways that you could look at shining your legacy. Now, the first thing, you guys, is to dream again. Let me tell you something, and I can say this from personal experience. There have been many of times that I personally stopped dreaming. There have been many times where I personally stopped dreaming. What do I mean by that? I mean that I have journals and books and things where I was talking about and doing a whole lot of stuff, right? And talking about the future and this is what I was going to do. And you know, when you're a little kid, you have the whole, when I grow up, I'm going to be. And you've got these big dreams and these big grand plans. And then along the lines of life, those plans start getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And listen, if you don't want your plans to continue to be so small, if you don't want your legacy to be small, then you got to start dreaming big again. I used to say, I should tell people all the time, dream abundantly, walk in faith, and manifest. And there was a year, I want to say it was about 2011, 2012, somewhere around there, where those were my three statements for the year. Dream abundantly, walk in faith, manifest. And I need to start adopting that again, but I'm giving that to you to adopt as well. Dream abundantly doesn't just mean dream about abundance. And it doesn't just mean dream a lot. It's inclusive of those things, but it also includes dream big. Dream big. So dream abundantly means dream a lot, dream big, and dream for big. And what I mean by that is, for many of us, we don't dream big. We don't believe that big things can happen. We don't believe that we can be in big places. We don't believe that greatness is for us. And if we do dream that greatness is for us, we have one dream. That's it. No more. But you look at the legacy of people, you know, they talk about multiple streams of income. It's not even about that. It's multiple streams of impact. Oh, I'm gonna write that down. Have multiple streams of impact. Where can you impact people in multiple areas? Are you a speaker that can motivate, that can show people how to do something? Are you a teacher that can break it down for somebody in a way that they can understand it? Are you a author? What is it that you bring to the world? Are you a person that can just give people permission to live well? Because that you're out there doing it? Are you a person that has lived your life in a way that shows that anything is possible? Have multiple streams of impact if you want multiple streams of income. I know that's wild and crazy, but it's true. So if you look at the life of Kobe Bryant, if you look at the life of other people that you see being great, they have multiple streams of impact, which allows them to have multiple streams of income. So dream again and dream big again. So what do you want to be known for? Because with that, you can dream as big as you want to, but if you don't have a clear idea, if you don't have clarity on what it is that you want to be known for, if you want to be known for somebody that goes hard in the paint and gets results, then guess what? You've got to internalize that thing and get your mind set on, I want to be known for this. This is my dream. This is the vision. This is what I've got my mind set on, and I'm going to go after it. And when you make that determination, then get out and experience new things. That's the third thing. So dream again. Decide what you want to be known for. Get out and experience something new, because catch this, there are a million ways to do one thing. There are a million ways to do one thing. And I say it like that because everybody, if you go out there and you say, I want to build confidence, something simple like that, right? I know that ain't simple, but something simple like that. And you can go out and search and Google and do all the things and ask, how can I build more confidence? And you could probably get about 50 pages of results that all say something different. And then get some cross-reference wording and go out and search that cross-reference word and have about 50 to 100 more pages saying something completely different than the first search. And all of them would possibly be right for somebody. So if something isn't working for you, and even if some things are working for you, catch this. This is an episode where we're using Kobe Bryant as an example. Everything that he did in basketball worked for him, right? And then he took that same mentality and said, now let me go make something else work for me. But at the end of the day, he just wanted to go hard in the paint at everything that he was passionate about. So he got out and he experienced new things and then decided what he wanted to put his hand in, right? The fourth thing, you guys, tell fear it could ride in the trunk, but stop letting fear drive. Stop letting fear drive you where you're trying to go, because guess where fear is going to take you? Nowhere. I'm not saying be fearless, but I am saying stop letting fear be the one that's got the wheel. Take the wheel from fear and say, look, I understand you're going to come with me, but you don't get to drive. Would you give somebody that doesn't know how to drive the keys and access to the driver's seat and tell them they can just go? Mm-mm. Even when someone's got a permit, you don't just put them out there with no knowledge of what to do. You might let them move around in the parking lot, but they got some very strict rules and regulations for what they can do. Instead, you say, fear, you're gonna have to get in the trunk. I don't even want you in the back seat because I don't want you trying to tell me things. You get back there. I'm gonna drive. I'm gonna take me where I need to go. Or I'm gonna get a driver that's fearless, right? Jesus, take the wheel, whatever, right? So listen, dream big again. Well, dream again and then dream big again, right? Decide what you want to be known for. Get out and experience something new. And then tell fear it's got to ride in the trunk. You're not going to let fear be the one to drive you anymore. And then you are going to go for it. That's how you build a legacy that makes you smile. Take action. Go for it. Do the things. Do all of the things. Don't allow yourself to be pigeonholed and shut down. Do all of the things. And if you love it, do it a little bit more. And show people that these are going to be your multiple streams of impact. And I promise you, as an entrepreneur, that your multiple streams of impact will bring you multiple streams of income. All right, you guys, I got to get out of here. It has been your girl, Myra J. Stefter. This has been MJ's Epiphanies, where we talk about mindset, mental health, being an entrepreneur in the real sense of the term, when it comes to our mindset, our legacy building mindset, our success mindset, our growth mindset. And we take a holistic approach in many ways because we go deeper into how we are able to look inward to affect what happens outward. All right. I hope you've had fun today, and I hope you've gotten something to think about today, because ultimately, that's what I want. I'm the chief smile producer, and I want you to be a smile producer. So do me a favor. I always tell you this, look at the person in the mirror and smile, because that gives that person the permission and the empowerment to get out there and smile at others in the world. And let me tell you something, it helps us make the world a better place. Now, I know that my smile is designed to launch millions, but I can't do it without you. So what I ask is that you get out today and you make this day smile worthy. Remember, if you got to get in touch with me, you can catch me on all social media at Myra J. Stepter, and also go visit us at, on all social media platforms at Myra J. Stepter, also at myrajstepter.com. I will talk with you guys soon. Have a great day. Bye now.